Blog Talk Radio. Everything you need, God's got it. Let's say that one more time. Everything you need, God's got it. God's got everything you need. Good afternoon, listeners. This is Global Gospel. I'm your host, Reverend Lamar Townsend, and we are here every Saturday from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, sharing with you the gospel, the good news, the glad tidings of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certainly, we want you to know that we don't own the rights of any of the music today, but we pray that it is a blessing to you, and to you. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/global-gospel and let them know that we are live on the air. And we are excited and glad to be here today. It is because of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. His compassion fails not. Great is God's faithfulness towards us. And because he's faithful, he has everything we need. Again, we are here, and not only are we here on Blog Talk Radio, but we are also syndicated on Apple, iTunes, on Spotify, and on Google Play. So immediately after this episode, certainly you can listen to us not only on Blog Talk Radio, but on those platforms as well. We want you to connect with Global Gospel on social media. We're on Facebook as Global Gospel. We're on Twitter as Global Gospel. We're on Tumblr as Global Gospel. We're on Instagram as Global Gospel. And if you go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, or our Tumblr page, there's a direct link to each and every episode. Certainly, please connect with us there. Our number in studio, 619-924-0800, 619-924-0800. Feel free to call us at the appointed time. If you would like to write Global Gospel, you can write us at P.O. Box 5331, that is in Hempstead, New York, where the zip code is 11550. You can email us globalgospel17@gmail.com. Certainly, we want to hear from you. We know that there's some awesome singers out there, writers, musicians, poets, therapists. There's people out there working in the community, in our neighborhoods, in our schools, and we need to hear from you. We need you to share of the message globally that, yes, Jesus Christ has some people in every part of the world and every part of the vineyard. They're serving and certainly doing kingdom business. On today, we want to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to Melanated Beards, Third Lounge, Grandma Etta's Quilting, MPT Enterprise, Abyssinia, the Nationwide Family, Nationwide Black Family Mediation Services. We say God bless you, and certainly we encourage our listening audience to reach out to them as well. Shout out to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Carolinas, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, Illinois, California. Certainly we thank God for you, and you, those that are in to the north of us in Canada, to the south, Mexico, Jamaica, West Indies, Brazil, Suriname, Uruguay, Colombia, and then as we cross over, headed east, Sweden, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, Italy, France, Hungary, Spain, Portugal, the Ivory Coast, Nigeria, the Republic of the Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo, South Africa, Uganda, Kenya, Ethiopia, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Pakistan, Australia, the Philippines, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan. Thank God for you, you and you. Feel free to leave a comment, certainly on any of our social media pages. Certainly we are delighted and happy that you are sharing with us today. For those of you that have tuned in to Global Gospel for the first time, our theme scripture can be found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. The King James Version says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Today, the message is still the same, that Jesus saves, that Jesus heals, that he delivers, and that he sets free, that there is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing too impossible for God. For God sent his word, and they were healed. God sent his word, and his word accomplishes what it was sent out to do. God's word will not return unto him void. The Bible lets us know that Jesus Christ came, that he was born, that he lived, that he healed the sick, that he, that the blind recovered sight in their eyes, that the lame could walk, that the deaf could hear, certainly that the dead could rise. And certainly the message came that he died for the sins of the world. He went into the grave, and certainly he rose with all power in his hand, with victory over death, hell, and the grave. And today we have life. And we have it more abundantly because Jesus lives. We serve a risen Savior. He's in this world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. And certainly today we offer Christ to you, my brother and sister, and let you know that, listen, he can live in your heart too. And you can have abundant life, and you can have everlasting life, and you can be seated today in heavenly places because of Christ Jesus. And so we want you to know, again, that if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So the gospel is here today for you. It is the good news and the glad tidings of our Lord and Savior. We want to also shout out the families that are listening today, the Townsend family, the Stevenson family, the Norman family, the Hartley family, the Furman family, the Hernandez family, the Locke family, the Allen family, the Thompson family, the Wilson family, the Wiggins family, the Washington family, the Bradley family, the Brinson family, the Walker family, the McCoy family, the Jones family, the Bowers family, the Cox family, the Fells family, the Robinson family, the Brown family, the Gross family, the Natale family, the Latham family, the James family. We thank God for you, you, and you, our listening audience. Listen, we're going to go to a break, and certainly we are going to hear another selection, and we'll come back and share with you more from the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is God's Got It. We're going to put that again. This is the original Benny Cummins. How many of you know your gospel music history? God's Got It, everything you need.
Everything you need, God got it. Yeah.
God's got everything you need. And certainly you heard the first one was Larry Callahan and Selected of God. And the second one was the Benny Cummings singers. God's got it from right here in Hempstead, Long Island, New York. Certainly a big, major part of gospel music history. Know your history. Again, we thank you for tuning in today, and I guess that is a recurring message for us today. Perhaps I needed to hear that, or somebody else needed to hear that, that everything you need, God's got it. He's got everything you need. Our scripture today is found in the book of the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 21. And we are going to begin reading. Where are we going to begin reading that? I want to make sure I read enough. We're going to start at verse 1. We're going to read verse 1 through 14 of St. John, 1 through 14. That's what we're going to do. 1 through 14, and it reads on this wise. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. I am reading from the NIV version. Afterward, Jesus appeared again unto his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish. But even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. His record is good.
If you know his record is good, hold the music tab and somebody release. My God is still a champion. Shout. Let's go, Ted. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Trey feels the temple, defender of my battle. He swore to lay the dragon out of me. Trey feels the temple, defender of my battle. He swore to lay the dragon out of me. So who is lying?
For your tender mercy. We thank you for your word. For your words, they are spirit and they are life. We thank you for your words because your words are able to heal us, deliver us, save us, and set us free. God, we pray on today that the meditations of my heart and the words of my mouth are acceptable unto you. We pray that they bring encouragement to somebody on today, that somebody is enlightened and uplifted. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 21, verse 6. And he said unto him, to them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore now, and they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes, is how the King James reads. And so today, this afternoon, the topic for today is the right side, the right side. For the Bible said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Certainly, we are in a time where everybody has their side of the story. And so it's been said that there's the right side of the story and there's the wrong side of the story. Then somebody said, there's my side of the story, there's your side of the story, and then there's the right side of the story. And certainly everybody rushes to tell a story today. Everyone wants to be the first to spread the news or to break the news. And sometimes the news that they bring is not always accurate. Sometimes they find themselves with a story that is not true. And so it's important today that we be slow to speak, that we listen more than we speak. Why? Because God gave us two ears and one mouth. And one of my teachers told us that means that you use your ears more. And certainly our ears have to be open unto the voice of the Lord. We need to not only see what God is doing, but we need to hear what God is doing, because there are times God is speaking things that we cannot see. So our sensitivity to the Spirit is very important. And so here in the scripture, we find that the disciples, there were seven of them that were on the boat. This is an encounter with the post-resurrected Christ. This is an encounter with the Jesus that had been whipped all night long, that had been taken from judgment hall to judgment hall. This is the Jesus that had been betrayed by Judas. This is the Jesus that had went to the garden to pray and ask if it be possible, Father, let this cup pass from me. This is the Jesus that had been nailed to the cross, that had been abandoned and left alone. This is the Jesus that had went to hell and set the captives free. This is the Jesus that was in a borrowed tomb, but that didn't stay there. This is the Jesus that rose with all power in his hand with victory over death, hell, and the grave. This is the Jesus that because of him, the veil in the temple was rent, letting us know that we have access today, that we can go boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy in our time of need. This is the Jesus. And so we find that the disciples were in the boat and they were fishing. And I guess, you know, sometimes when you're in distress and in despair, people have a tendency to resort back to their old habits. And old habits aren't necessarily good habits. Old habits sometimes give you a setback. They send you on a downward spiral. And you've tried so hard to kick the habit, and then you go back again. And certainly then God has to bring you out again. So we have to be careful that we don't revert back to old habits in times of distress. And so these disciples, they were hopeless. Some of them, such as Peter, had denied Christ. Some of them had went into hiding. So many things happened to them spiritually and emotionally that they didn't understand. And so they were left all alone. And here they are on the boat fishing. And they had been out there for some time. They had been out there all night. And the Bible says that they caught nothing, nothing. That has got to be terrible, because perhaps this could have been used for their livelihood to sell the fish. But the Bible says that early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. So this is to let you know that whatever situation that you're facing today, Jesus is looking at you from a distance. For the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. God sits high and he looks low. There is nothing hid from God. There is nothing that surprises God. There is no sickness that surprises him. He's watching your sickness from a distance. He's watching your financial situation from a distance. He's watching your emotional state from a distance. He's watching your thoughts and your actions from a distance. I believe it was, I forgot who sang this song. I think it might have been Mariah Carey or somebody said, God is watching us from a distance. From a distance. It says, from a distance, the ocean looks blue and green and the snow-capped mountains. Somebody knows that song. But God is watching you from a distance. That's the first thing to know, that God sees all. He's an all-seeing God, an all-knowing God, an all-wise God. And so you're not alone, for he said he'll never leave you or forsake you. He'll be with you always, even until the end of the age. God is everywhere. He's watching you from a distance. And then the next thing it says, verse 5 says, he called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? God is calling out to you on today. He's calling out, when he have you any fish, he was expressing his concern for the disciples. And he was expressing it from a distance. And it, sometimes it seems like God is so far away, but God is so near. The Bible even lets us know that even concerning our salvation of the coming of Christ, that our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. That when you first believe in God, God is closer now than he was then. Friends, have you any fish? God concerned about these fishermen out on the sea. And they answered. They answered. They didn't even know who he was. And the Bible says that he was probably about 100 yards away. He was on the shore. If you just make a mental picture, he's on the shore and they're out on the water. And they answered, no. And he says, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. Christ, Jesus, the resurrected Christ, the all-powerful one, the word that became flesh, the word is sending out a word because God watches over his word to perform it. He's watching it. Whatever he said about you, he's watching it because it's going to come to pass. Throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. He's giving directions for the disciples. And this is why I said our ears have to be open to the voice of the Lord. He said, my sheep know my voice. From a distance, Bette Midler sang it. But God speaks. He not only sees from a distance, but he speaks from the distance. And the Bible says that after that, he said, when they did that, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. And so I submit to you today that perhaps you've been fishing on the wrong side of the boat. You've been fishing on the wrong side of the boat. What does that mean? That the left side obviously represents a place of drought, a place of void, a place of despair, a place of poverty, a place of hurt, a place of shame, a place of degradation, a place of sorrow. It the left side represents a valley. It represents a hard place, a place there where there is no peace. There is no joy on the left side. And you've been fishing on the wrong side of the boat. You've been giving people your time on the wrong side. You've been clouding your mind with thoughts on the wrong side. You've been thinking with the wrong side of your brain. You've been working wrong place. You've been walking and running in the wrong place. But Jesus said that you need to cast your net on the right side. We know that the right side is the side of favor. When you shake somebody's hand, unless there is some kind of impending handicap or something that hinders you from
from doing it. You shake a person's right hand. My right hand touches your right hand. Your right hand touches my right hand. If I have to use the left, I'll say, excuse my left. But the right hand represents the hand of favor. The Bible says that in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand, pleasures forevermore. We know that when Christ died and went back to his Father, he is seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you and I. So the right side is a side of intercession. The right side is a side of prayer. The right side is the side of deliverance. The right side is the side where your healing comes from. The right side is where mercy comes from. The right side is where God grants you grace, where he grants you favor. So the right side is a place to be. The right side belongs to the sheep. The left side belongs to the goats. And so Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. And so today, know that you should be on the right side, not just physically, but spiritually. Make sure you're on the right-hand side of God, because that is the side of blessings, of favor, of prosperity, of anointing, of healing, in on the right side. And so the Bible says, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, and John, we know that's the beloved disciple, it is the Lord. John said, it is the Lord. And as soon as Simon Peter said it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off and jumped into water. One interpretation, King James said that Peter was naked, but it wasn't that he was naked. He just didn't have on his fishing gear. But he jumped into the water. He was in such a haste to get to Christ that he jumped in the water and swam ashore. He preceded the boat, because you have to remember it was Peter that had denied Christ three times. And so perhaps you've been in a place where you've denied Christ, you've denied your values, your morals, the right thing. And the best thing for you is to be like Peter. Just make your way back to Jesus. And certainly he will welcome you today with open arms. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard. So Peter gets now back on to the boat and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, but even with so many, the net was not torn. When God gives you provision, he just gives you provision. You don't have to worry about how you're going to carry your blessing. Just take your blessing. Just grab your blessing. Grab your healing. Don't worry about how God's going to heal you or when he's going to heal you. Just grab a hold to it, because healing is the children's bread. So just grab your healing. Just grab the silver, the gold, your blessings, whatever it is. Grab it and bring it to shore. Jesus said, come and have breakfast. Come eat with me. Come dine with me. And nobody asked who it was, for they knew it was the Lord. When God brings you out, when God brings prosperity to your life, for we are to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper, there is no need to ask any questions, because you're going to say, listen, that nobody but God did this to this. God served them fish and bread. And they knew that God had raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We know today that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and certainly he is seated at the right side. And so that's why we cast our net at the right side. You might been may have been doing something a long time for the same way over and over again and yielding no results. But the challenge today is to cast your net on the right side, for the right side is God's side. The question is, whose side are you leaning on? Certainly, I'm leaning on the Lord's side. And so today, we give God glory, we give him honor, we give him praise, because we know the difference between right and wrong. We know the difference between God's side and the enemy's side. And certainly, we don't need to cross over into the enemy's side, but we need to stay on the Lord's side, because everything
we need. God's got it. God is my all and all. Stay tuned.
Let's do it. Come on, I see you clapping, come on. Yes, sir. Hey, hey. Song goes like this.
God is the joy and the strength of my life. He knows all pain, misery and strife. Promise to keep me, never to leave me. He's never ever come short of his word. I've got to fast and pray, stay in the night and keep my life clean every day, because I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn.
Number in studio, 619-924-0800. Give us a shout out, 619-924-0800.
Listen to this.
my all and all. God is my all and all. That was Melvin Crispell III. God is my all and all. John 21:6. Cast the net on the right side of the ship and they shall find. Cast your net on the right side today. Our number in studio is 619-924-0800. We have a few minutes. If you would like to just shout us out or shout someone out on today. We are grateful today for the music that we have heard so far. And certainly we also heard before the message, his record is good, Kamonte Gavin. So we know that God's record is good. And certainly everything he has done and is doing and will do, certainly he has done it well. Even if it doesn't seem like we like what he's doing, listen, this is, it's God's sovereignty. It is his will, and certainly his will be done. The question comes, who is on the Lord's side? We talked about casting on the right side today, but are you on the Lord's side?
Put your hands together, everybody. Listen, you've been running and running, running for a long time. Your time is winding up. Better make up your mind. It's late in the evening. Sun is going down. Better get right while it may be found. I want to know who's on the Lord.
Come on.
it up if you're on the Lord's side, Pastor Timothy Wright in the concert choir. Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly we have just about come to the close of the hour. And again, we thank you all for listening and sharing with us in this experience, wherever you may be around the world. Shout out to you, Nancy Allen, and your mother and your family. We pray God's blessings upon you and your life. Thank you for leaving us a comment. And again, we thank you, everyone, for listening. We pray that something was said today that through the week to make sure to keep you on course and encourage you to stay the course. And certainly you may have been in a particular place for a long time, but God is watching you in that place. He's watching your faithfulness. He's watching your commitment. He's watching your perseverance. And certainly sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. It's turning around for me is what the songwriter said. It won't be like this always. And so the Bible says, after I suffered a while, the Lord will establish me. And certainly you need to know today that certainly this is a way of suffering. If they that live godly will suffer persecution. And so, so you have to go through sometimes, but if there is a going through, certainly there is a coming out, because we're just going through. We're not staying wherever we are. We're not, we might be in the valley on today, but certainly we're not staying in the valley. For every valley that God brought us through, and certainly for every mountain that he brings us over, certainly we give God praise. So again, thank you for sharing. Be mindful, again, if you missed anything on today, that this episode is syndicated, and certainly that you can listen again. Remember that on this week, John 21:6, cast your net on the right side, and ye shall find. Gracious God, our Father, we thank you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for another day that we have never seen before. We thank you for moving by your spirit on today. God, we pray that as we go through the day, and certainly as we, this 1 week comes to a close and another one comes to the beginning, we pray that you bind the hands of the enemy that came to steal, kill, and destroy. That we pray that you loose your blessings, your favor, your prosperity, your anointing on our life. For you said, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And certainly, God, we are speaking to every situation today, certainly everything that looks bad, we are speaking life to it. Everything that looks dead, we're speaking life to it. Everything that looks like it's going down, we speak prosperity and blessings today. We decree and declare that we shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Why? Because many are the affliction of the righteous, but God, we know that you deliver us out of them all. We cast our cares on you, knowing that you care for us, that we're able to go boldly to the throne of grace, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, that came, that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we thank you that every situation that we face in our mind, in our body, in our soul, in our spirit, in our home, on our job, and our finances, we thank you that it is well, because we ask believing that there is no good thing that you will withhold from us if we walk upright. Your word declares that we'll be blessed in the city, we'll be blessed in the field, we'll be blessed coming in and going out. We thank you today that the liberal soul shall be made fat. We thank you, God, that as long as the earth shall remain, there is a seed time and a harvest. And we thank you in advance, knowing that you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we can ask or think, according to your power that works within us. This is our prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Next Saturday, every Saturday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we know that everything is working together for our good. For Sean Mitchell, God bless you.
Nothing is impossible for my God, who holds the world in his hands. Yeah. We are called his sons and daughters. He has a plan just for you. and it's gonna work for my good. It's a burden bearer, a heavy load sharer. His plan for me, it's gonna work. Just wait and see. Cause all things
work together.
Heavy load sharer, his plan for me.